Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
I'm chatting with John Kennedy, a Citadel Director and Regional Head for Cape Town. John, appreciate the time this evening. We are living longer. We are generally healthier. This is truthfully good news for us. It's good news for our families, but it has bigger issues for our retirement planning. In a recent essay you put out, you talk around retirement's not the end, but a beginning with three distinct phases. I want to come to the phases in a second, but you know, back in the day, and way back in the day, you retired at 65. Your life expectancy was maybe 70. This really is a fundamental shift. We could live for decades.
We could, Simon. We could. I mean, we've often thought that you used to have roughly 4,000 weeks of life that was taking you to roughly 76, and now we're talking 5,000 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we're adding another 20 years to life expectancy. And wow. As we know, when you go into retirement, it's an incredibly exciting time, but it's also a very anxious and vulnerable time. So, a lot of thought and conscious thought and mindful thought needs to be given to the planning around the next 30 plus years of life.
And you talked around those three phases, which is, and they're distinct, they're active, they're passive, they're supported. And active is when you're just retiring, you're golfing, you're heading on holidays, you're doing the things you couldn't do when you had the 8-to-5 job. Passive is sort of as you sort of wind down, and then supportive is sort of end of life. They are distinct stages that need different things from retirement and truthfully from your broader support base.
They do. Look, Citadel's been doing this work for 30 plus years, so we've got a lot of experience in this regard. But what we're talking about when you talk about the active phase, the passive phase, and the supported phase, if you just think about now where you're at the moment, assuming you're retiring now, mm-hmm. we're talking about the next 10 years to 2035, the passive phase into the 2040s. The more supported phase potentially into your 2050s. Now, the world that we're living at the moment, which is complex and noisy at the moment, means that we can't think past next week, next month, this year. And now you wanted to talk to somebody about their long-term planning. But each one of those, from a financial point of view, has a consequence and a way of thinking about it. If I can go to that first one, the mm-hmm. active phase, you obviously have time on your hand. Yeah. We all want more time. And so when we have time, we want to be able to do things. And that sometimes, not always, but it often does cost money to be able mm-hmm. to be active and do the things that you perhaps were not able to do while you were working.
And this is almost, I mean, retirement, we typically think around retirement in terms of money. Do we have enough? And then perhaps, you know, longevity and the like. But a lot of it is about relationships. It's going to be relationships with your family who may need to support you in the passive and particularly the supported stage. But a lot of it with your financial advisor as well.
Yeah, it does. It does. And you know, I had this conversation with a colleague around this recently. You know, does everybody need a financial advisor, and at what stage do they need one? Now, you'd expect someone from Citadel to say you do need one, but mm-hmm. it's often about the timing. And the timing becomes, it's important at different phases of life, but in particular in that last third of life, as people get older, we all know they do get a bit more fragile. They do mm-hmm. get a bit more vulnerable. They start to rely on a very close circle, whether that is friends or family or financial advisor. Mm-hmm. And particularly from the advice point of view, when it comes to money, money is something that's deeply personal. It's deeply emotional. Yeah. There are fears that need to be addressed. We had a client event recently when one of our clients said openly in a forum, "I'm very, very scared about what's going on in this world. How should I react?" And he was talking from a very deep sense of self. Those are things that need to be talked through by this very close relationship circle that you allude to.
There's also a new, the sandwich generation, and this wouldn't be the person in retirement, of course. This would be their children who've then got their own children, your grandchildren, who they are supporting, perhaps through school, perhaps just through life and the complexities of life. And as someone in retirement is kind of getting that independence, that balance right, so that you don't put extra pressure on the children and financial pressure, never mind the sort of emotional and relational pressure we just spoke of.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think the goal is for most people, while they have the opportunity to work for 30 to 40 years and you know, I don't say that lightly about having the opportunity to work given the context of the country we live in, but should aim for financial independence. You know, whatever that might mean to them, the amount of money is a different answer depending on lifestyle and you know, everybody has a subjective opinion around that. But the goal should be to financial independence by a retirement age somewhere between 60 and 65. That should be the target for all South Africans and the dream for all South Africans. the reality is because we're living a little bit longer than historic, so we're now potentially looking at now 85, 90, 95. And certainly depending on your access to healthcare and other facilities, that can be into the 90s. There is potentially a financial requirement on the next generation, and it might not be a financial requirement. It might be a time requirement. Yeah. It might be a supportive requirement. And, you know, you want to be able to have these conversations earlier on rather than later on, you know, to it's much easier to be talking about this sort of thing potentially in the latter part of your 60s, early 70s, than waiting into your 80s to try and address these sort of things.
That's actually a great point. And almost everything about retirement, I suspect, is earlier is better. So we need to start saving earlier in our 20s, ideally. Again, we have a chronic unemployment problem, but we need to save early. We need to plan and provision earlier for that actual process. And again, don't get caught by surprise on day one of retirement. Kind of know what you're certainly, to your point, your active stage is going to be. How do you see it and what is it? A lot of it is going to be sort of thinking about sort of 5 or 10 years out. And you made the point earlier, sometimes it's hard to think beyond the weekend at this point in time.
No, it's exactly that. I mean, there's a honeymoon phase of retirement. You do all the things that you've always wanted to do. But, you know, one of the aspects is how do I prepare emotionally for it?
Yeah.
You know, how do I prepare both parties? And what I mean by that, you know, often there's a husband and a wife and vice versa. You know, and how are you both on the same page in this regard? And your fears may be somewhat different, and the same conversations that you might have with your children, with your, you know, siblings, however your family structure looks. But these are things that are done deliberately, and they're done strategically, and they're done mindfully. They're not done on a whim or, like you allude to, at the last minute, leaving it too late. You know, retirement, the last third of life, should be one of the most exciting phases.
Yeah.
For people, that really should. The rewards of that time period to be able to do what you want to do and have the freedoms that you deserve to be able to do them, you know, in your own time, etc. It should be well planned.
Absolutely, and I like that point. It is, you know, we've spent our life learning and growing, and then we spend our life working and saving. The retirement part really is that reward for it. But I like, there's also that balance between the spending and the legacy. You want to enjoy your active, you want to have good health care and a nice location and everything, but you also want a legacy. And again, this is why it comes back to that planning component.
It does. I mean, legacy gets bandied around quite a lot nowadays, but legacy has two aspects to it. Are you going to leave a legacy while you're alive, or are you going to leave a legacy, you know, when you pass on, by virtue of potentially in your will, you might have more than enough, or you want to leave money behind? You know, I think one of the key goals in retirement would be, and we've seen it in our client base, those people that are more flexible around their thinking, their physical, or their bodies that are being more flexible, they're more flexible around psychology, those that leave a legacy while they're alive of what's going to keep them busy and informed. Potentially, they can, you know, they can mentor, they can volunteer, they can give back, they can spend more time with their family, you know, their grandchildren. That is leaving a legacy. And it goes beyond that. It goes into their communities and their sort of immediate surroundings. And what can I do in those immediate surroundings that can make a difference? And potentially, not for all, but some are fortunate enough to have much more than what they need. And they can leave a legacy in those aspects of society where they feel they can make a difference in this lifetime and, you know, into the next.
But I like that. Legacy isn't always about money. And truthfully, mentoring someone is also this time and the next. The legacy is not just about the cash. We'll leave it there. That's John Kennedy, Citadel Director and Regional Head for Cape Town. John, appreciate the time.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.